https://doi.org/10.5281 zenodo.1537411. Direct download, Sweller load, adaptive cognitive load optimization for accelerated human learning. http://10.5281 zenodo.1533459 direct download. From conversational interactions to cognitive fingerprinting. When John Sweller introduced cognitive load theory, CLT, in the late 1980s, it quietly revolutionized how we think about learning and memory. His core insight was deceptively simple. The human brain has limits, real, measurable limits, and the way we present information dramatically affects how well it can be absorbed and retained. Sweller identified three types of cognitive load: intrinsic load, the inherent difficulty of the material itself; extraneous load, the unnecessary burden created by poor instructional design; germane load, the mental effort devoted specifically to building long-term knowledge structures, or schemas. Good teaching, according to Sweller, is about minimizing the wrong types of load while maximizing the right one. But despite its brilliance, cognitive load theory has remained largely confined to static models of education: fixed lesson plans, fixed chunk sizes, fixed assumptions about learners. This limitation has always bothered me. Because if human memory and learning are bounded by cognitive load, shouldn't we find a way to adaptively modulate that load, not just in classrooms, but in real-time, personalized environments? Today, with the rise of advanced AI, we finally have the tools to do exactly that. But to move forward, we must first reframe the problem. The foundations, cognitive load theory revisited. At its core, Sweller's model tells us that working memory is painfully narrow. At any given moment, we can only consciously process about 4 to 7 items of information. Overload that narrow channel, and learning collapses. Underload it, and learning stagnates. Most traditional educational approaches either swan the learner with too much at once or bore them with information that's too slowly paced. Both failures stem from a fundamental mismatch between the information bandwidth and the learner's processing bandwidth. Our brains, in this sense, are remarkably similar to computer systems. And just like computers need their RAM and processor speeds harmonized for optimal performance, human learners need their cognitive load calibrated to their current processing ability. Sweller laid the foundation. Now it's time to build the machine. The opportunity: AI, dynamic modulation, and the Sweller load. I propose a new concept, the Sweller load. The Sweller load is an individual's current optimal threshold for cognitive intake, the bite size of information at which they can absorb, process, and build mental schemas with maximum efficiency and minimum waste. Think of it like memory bandwidth. Feed the mind information too fast and dense, and it crashes. Feed it too slowly, and it idles. But if you could match the delivery of knowledge precisely to the individual's Sweller load, learning would become radically more efficient. More importantly, the Sweller load is not static. As a learner builds more schemas and strengthens their mental frameworks, their optimal load grows. In effect, you are expanding the brain's working RAM over time, and with it, the potential for increasingly complex thinking. How it would work: an adaptive AI learning engine. Imagine an AI system designed not simply to teach information, but to monitor and modulate the learner's cognitive load dynamically. First, it would assess an individual's current working memory capacity and intrinsic cognitive load threshold. This could be done through simple interactive tasks, reaction time measurements, or even neural signals as technology advances. Then it would reprocess existing educational material into optimally sized chunks, neither too heavy nor too light, customized in real time. As the user's schema density increases and their Sweller load rises, the AI would escalate the complexity and integration of new information to continuously stretch and grow the learner's mental bandwidth. Rather than simply serving static lessons, the AI becomes a cognitive load regulator, a trainer of working memory itself, not just its content. This is not merely personalization. It is cognitive engineering at the level of the learning architecture. The future: a cognitive renaissance. The implications of this approach are profound. If we can systematically match information delivery to cognitive intake and scale it through AI, we can slash the time required to reach expertise in complex fields, break the learning plateaus that frustrate most adult learners, democratize access to high-level mastery across domains, and perhaps most excitingly, accelerate the evolutionary expansion of human cognitive capabilities themselves. In this future, the old struggle between information overload and human limitation begins to dissolve. Instead, we enter an era where AI and human memory form a symbiotic partnership, with machines shaping, pacing, and amplifying our very ability to think. Cognitive load theory showed us that learning isn't just about effort, it's about architecture. The Sweller load reframes that architecture as dynamic, adaptable, and ultimately engineerable. We stand today on the threshold of something far larger than better lesson plans or faster courses. If we build the systems to harness it, we could reshape how humans learn, think, and evolve, not over centuries, but within a single generation. The only question now is, who will build it first?